what I've learned since last Sunday that I believe to be legitimate, Netanyahu offered him $150 million to toe the Israeli line. Charlie refused. Number two, after Netanyahu's phone call offering him the $150 million, Zionist billionaire donor and personal associate of Netanyahu, Bill Ackman, invited Kirk to his home in New York, where he and other high-profile Zionists browbeat and threatened Kirk to toe the Israeli line. So first, Netanyahu himself calls him on the phone, makes him the offer. Charlie rejects it. Then he's summoned to Bill Ackman's home in New York, and there's a bunch of Zionists there, high-powered billionaire people, and they just read him the riot act, browbeat him, threaten him to make sure that he comes in line and doesn't stray on the Israel narrative. Right after that, Charlie went on Megyn Kelly's show and told the world that Israeli big shots were threatening him. So not only did he not listen to Benjamin Netanyahu, not only did he not succumb to the threats of these billionaire Zionist donors in their house who were demanding that he recant, etc. Not only did he not do that, he went on Megyn's show, told everybody that Israeli big shots were threatening him. He also repeated this to his friends in private, and he told them that he was afraid Israel was going to assassinate him after these two encounters. I believe all of that to be factual.